Someone asked me on the chat about washing hands with a ring on, and what if a person already washed and the ring was on? Do you have to wash again? Do you have to say a new bracha? So let's discuss some of the halachas of chatzitza as it relates to netil sadaim. Now, chatzitza is a concept that impacts many areas of halacha. The mikvah, a person in the mikvah, such as a nail polish or braces, or even kelim when it comes to the mikvah, the stickers. So chatzitza impacts many halachas of mikvah. It impacts holding a lulav. There can't be a chatzitza between your hands and holding the lulav. Chatzitza comes up in many, many areas. These are just a couple of examples where we find them. So it comes in Tilas Yadayim, the halachas of chatzitza apply as well. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Samech Aleph Sif Aleph has a whole section called Dinei Chatzitza Benetila. And the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that Sarach Lizahir Me'achatzitza, one has to be very, very careful when washing the hands because of chatzitza. Because any time Shekol Davar Shechotetz B'Tevila Chotetz Minetila, whatever halachas apply as a chatzitza, as it relates to Tevila, it will also be a chatzitza for Netila. But there are going to be some differences. One notable difference is nail polish. Nail polish is something we remove, that women have to remove when going to the mikvah. That's not going to be a problem when it comes to netilas yadayim. Otherwise, a woman can never wash hands, or she should never be able to have nail polish. So there are some differences, but for the most part, the halachas are pretty identical. And even though, Mishnah Berurah points out, even though tevila, when a person goes to the mikvah, it's a din deraisa, and one would think the chatzitas should be more machmir, and they really are more machmir, and the halachas of netilas yadayim, when we wash hands before eating bread, that's only a chiv midrabanan, but we have a concept in halacha called the tikkun rabanan ke'ein deraisa tikkun. Any takana of the rabanan, they modeled it after the takana, the din of a deraisa. So in order to understand the chatzitza in regards to netilas yadayim, we need to understand the halachas of chatzitza in general in the halachas of deraisa. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara tells us in several places that a chatzitza midaraisa is rubo umakpin. It has to be where the item is covering most of the body, or most of the item that's required to touch something, most of the body for mikvah, let's say, and has to be also makpid, where the person is bothered. He doesn't want to leave that item on his body. Let's say, I don't know, a person is covered in paint. His whole body, most of his body is covered in paint, so then he doesn't want the paint to be there, so it's a robe of his body, and he's makpid on it as well. That serves as a chatzitza midaraisa. Came along the Chachamim to say midirabana, there's also a level of chatzitza, one without the other. I mean, let's say you have a guy, a painter, and he's full of paint, the robe of his body is full of paint, but he doesn't really care because he's working in paint all the time, so it doesn't bother him. So that's a case where robe of the body is covered, but he's not makpid on it, he doesn't care. That's chatzitza midrabanan. And the other type is where he's makpid, but it's not robe of the body. Where let's say I'm not a painter, but I'm makpid on any paint that's there on my hand. So even though it's only my hand, not my body, it's only me, but since I'm makpid on it, so that, the Chacham say, is a chatzitza as well. So again, midiraisa has to be rubo umakpid, and midirbanan either rubo or makpid, either most of the body or if you're just makpid. But if it's something that's not rove, and it's also not makpid, a little paint in my hand doesn't bother me, let's say, or for a painter. For a painter, a little ink doesn't bother him at all. So that's not going to be a chatzitza. So that's the general structure of chatzitzas. So let's just go through some examples. So when it comes to, let's say, nail polish and painting, so we said for a painter, paint is not a chatzitza. If he has a little bit of paint on his hand, it doesn't bother him at all. He's not makbid, that's not going to be a chatzitza. Similarly for women, if there's nail polish on their fingers, that's not going to bother them at all. That's not a chatzitza, because it's not rove and it's not makbid either. I want to forget the halachas right now as it relates to tevilas and the mikvah. Just ignore that, it's a different topic. But at least for netilas yadayim, nail polish, since it's not rove and since it's not hakbada for the women, it would not be a chatzitza. Similarly, Post can point out that pen marks are not considered chatzitza because pen marks is no mamashis. To serve as chatzitza, it has to be something where it blocks the water from passing through. If there's a pen mark here, the pen mark doesn't really just goes on the skin, but doesn't really block any water. The water is able to pass through. That's not going to serve as a chatzitza. Let's say a person has got Vaseline or some cream they rubbed on their hands. So Rav Nissen Karelet says, legabe tevila, a cream or Vaseline will serve as a chatzitza. seemingly it would serve as a chatzitza as well. So let's say a person has some Vaseline on a cut of theirs, that would serve as a chatzitza. Or if they have cream and the cream hasn't rubbed into their skin entirely, that would serve as a chatzitza. Now this does bring on another question which I don't want to address right now, but in terms of bandages, if a guy's got a bandage or a girl has a bandage on the hand, is that going to serve as a chatzitza or not? That's a different discussion other than now. Let's talk about rings. So what's halacha when it comes to rings? So rings are certainly only a mi'at. They don't cover rove. Now we're talking about the hand. So you have to look at rove of the hand. So a ring doesn't cover rove of the hand, so it's certainly not a rove. But is it going to be makbid? Is one makbid on the ring getting wet or not? So the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly in Simen Kuf, Samech Aleph, Sif Gimel, Tzarech lahasir hatabas me'al yado b'shas netilas yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a person must remove the ring during Netilas Yadayim. Add the Ramah afilu hu rafa, even if it's very soft, even if it's very loose, and the water could pass through, you must remove all rings. Why? If it's loose, there's nothing passing through. What's wrong with wearing a loose ring? The water's going to go right through. It won't serve as a chatzitza. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that since we're not the Bekim, since we're not experts in which rings are loose and which ones are not, so therefore all rings are disqualified. But what if a person isn't makbid on the ring? Let's say a person doesn't care if the ring gets wet, and they could stay there in the Netilas Yadayim, or they don't mind wearing it in the bath or a shower. They don't mind if it gets wet. Is that going to be a chatzitza? So Mishnah Berurah says, even though women may be okay with their rings getting wet when there's water, but women are makbid to remove it during lisha. When women need, when they do a different malacha, they don't want to wear the ring, they don't want the diamond ring to break or their wedding ring, they don't want their ring to get lost or ruined, so they take them off. So too, since they're makbid on taking it out off in certain times, so also it's going to be a chatzitza during Netilas Yadayim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and women must remove the rings. But men are not makbid about removing it. When men do their work, when they're busy, I don't know, sowing in their backyard or gardening or whatever type of malacha men do, so men don't, whatever men wear rings, that's another question. Can men wear rings or not? That's a societal thing, perhaps, a question of Beged Isha, but certainly halacha acknowledges men do wear rings. So forgetting that topic right now, a man doesn't typically remove their ring, they're not makbid on it, and therefore it does not serve as chatzitza. And even if the ring is very, very tight and no water is going to pass through, since it's not rove and it's also not makbid, it's not going to be a good chatzitza. And Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, Harav Ben Tzion Abba Shol says that if a particular woman does not take off her rings while kneading, she's completely fine with her rings being there and getting dirty and sticky, or if a woman never kneads at all and she always leaves her ring on, then that shows us she's not makbid on the ring, and that ring will not serve as a chatzita. The woman could leave the ring on as well, just like men, if that's a particular case. That being said, it seems like even though that's true, if a woman might leave it on during kneading, the common practice is that women do take off the rings before, and that's really the best practice. What happens if you're in a place where you're scared it might get stolen? When I'm out to eat with my wife, she always gives me the rings to hold on to. I hold on while she washes. But let's say she's in a place where she's eating by herself, and she has no place to safely put the rings. She doesn't want to put them in their pocketbook because it's going to get lost in that black hole there. So is there any aids? So some women put them in their mouth, hold them onto their mouth while they're washing their hands. That's also risky. Let it fall down into the drain. There's other shilas about that. But the suggestion that the Kav HaChaim brings down is that what one could do is if you leave the ring on, wash your hand with the revius. The concept of the revius that I don't want to get into right now, but you do a full revius, which is not so much. Our typical washing cups have many, many revius in it. So you wash your hand with the revius, with the ring on, then slide the ring over a little bit, over top or bottom, slide over simply, put another revius on your hand, and this way it accomplishes washing your hand without having to remove your ring and being concerned it gets lost. What happens if one washed their hand and didn't remove their rings? Do they have to wash again? And if so, is there a bracha? So the halacha is that one should wash hands again. Should they say bracha or should they not say bracha? Well, this would really depend on whether a woman is makbid on removing it in general. Meaning what? If a woman in general is makbid to always remove her rings when she washes her hands and when she kneads, so then that shows that she's makbid on it, and the netila wasn't good, she would have to wash again with a bracha. let's say this woman isn't so machpin in general, taking off rings, so but she wants to, just for Nitzilas Adayim, she takes them off. So then, if she forgot to, so since the Chuvas Orla Tzion says she doesn't really have to take it off, because she wears them when she needs, so then it'd probably be best practice just to wash the hands a second time, but not to say bracha in that particular case.